guys, and welcome back to Crime Central Podcast.
This is Aaron.
You said, great start.
Shut up, dude. You said, this is Aaron, and pointed to me. You said, this is Aaron.
This is Aaron.
This is Michaela. And okay. That is Aaron.
We're so sorry about that. So, if you guys probably noticed by now, you don't have a last week Friday episode, and we apologize for that. Things have been super hectic for us. Like, I just ended up getting a new job.
Yep.
So.
We were at Target for how long, Aaron? 2 weeks?
No, I was there for a little bit longer, but I ended up getting a full-time position that I needed more, so.
Yeah, and, you know, totally respect that. I'm still at the bank.
And then there's Michaela.
Long-term employee here.
So since this month is
since this month is Halloween.
Thank you.
It's October, guys.
Yep, it's spooky month. So
Spooktober.
Our Friday episodes are going to be kind of like true stories that like haunting stories. We're going to have an episode out about the shit, I can't even think of it. It's a haunted asylum in Illinois. I have a friend who actually went to it. I've had a couple experiences. Michaela over here has had a couple of experiences. So, yeah. We hope you enjoy those. But our Monday episodes are going to be just kind of like, I guess you could say Halloween related spooky stories. This case that we're telling you about today actually happened on Halloween back in 2004, so.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. This one's pretty interesting and, like, my worst nightmare of living alone.
What are you talking about, Aaron? You're here most of the time. You're here. Yeah. You're here or you're at work or dying somewhere.
Yeah.
In a ditch, probably.
I put one car in one ditch.
Two.
No?
Because you broke your...
Wow.
So you guys might hear a background voice. That's our buddy Stein. He actually just went to the Marine Corps. I was kind of his mentor before he left.
Are you gonna let her take credit like that?
He's like, oh shit, I spoke. So yeah, he might be chiming in here too. So yeah, we'll get right to this as soon as I can find out where I'm at.
Aaron never knows what she's doing or what she's talking about.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so this has taken us back to 2004.
Oh, yeah, because that's so far away. That's over a decade away.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Aaron, I will literally throw punch you. Knock it off.
So this takes us back to 2004 on Dorset Street in Napa Valley, California. There were three roommates... Adrian and Sonia, Leslie.
Sonia, probably.
Are you sure?
Oh.
There's a G in it.
Insonia.
Okay, so Adrian and Sonia, Leslie Mazzara, and Lauren Mienza.
Mienza.
That's what I said.
No, you said Mienza.
Well, I actually can't see, so there's that too.
Yeah.
So they were three, huh?
Why didn't you just pull it up on the computer?
Because you're like, why are you typing it out?
But you could have pulled up the actual article.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's a good idea. We'll do that next time. So, three roommates, Adrian, Leslie, and Lauren, decided to, go to bed after handing out candy to trick-or-treaters one night. It was a little after 11. All three of them were the same age. They were all 26 years old. They shared a house in Napa Valley, California. And what they didn't know was that a man was just outside their house watching their house, smoking cigarettes, dropping the butts in the yard. When he saw
the house... Well, that's already dumb. Like, if you're going to commit a crime, you probably shouldn't leave something that has your saliva on it. You know what I mean? Like, that's really incriminating.
Well, California is not necessarily known to be smart.
They're not Florida.
But Florida, we just don't... They're
on you can't say level. We you can't say we don't talk about them because we do.
Every Friday, yeah.
Not every.
Oh, yeah, Michaela.
Don't Michaela me. Miss, I'm going to drive halfway to you and then forget my laptop.
Yeah, there was that. He's enjoying himself way too much listening to us be stupid right now. So once he saw that the house went dark and it was really quiet, he shimmied through a window. I can just see him going like this through a window.
Okay, Aaron, that's not what they mean. What they mean, it was a tight space and he had to wiggle himself in.
Why didn't they just say wiggle? Because shimmy, I'm just seeing him.
Because it's more decorative language.
Not if you're me.
Yeah.
So he snuck through a window. It was unlocked in the kitchen. The only girl who had a bedroom on the first floor was Lauren. What woke her up was that she heard noises coming from upstairs. So she quietly and slowly snuck out of her room to try to figure out what she was hearing upstairs. That is whenever she heard the blood curdling. I can't see. Yeah, blood curdling.
It's probably curdling.
Terrified scream.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stein.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't know if you guys can hear him, but he's helping me pronounce words.
Curdling.
So she also heard glass breaking along with terrified screams.
Terrified.
Did I just say terrified?
You said terrified.
Yeah.
Blood curdling. Terrified screams. And glass shattering.
Yes. That would freak me out, honestly. I would be noping the hell out of there and be like, fuck no. Oh my god, I was like, what? So, Lauren, after she heard the footsteps coming down the stairs, she ran out the back door and hid in the backyard. She stayed in hiding, fearing that she was trapped and whoever was just... committed this horrible crime was trying to kill her next, although she didn't know they were dead yet.
Okay, but like, here's my whole thing. If you heard glass shattering and blood curdling screams, would you run towards or away from
towards the sound.
You would run towards it?
Hey, say that again.
No, yep. We can hear him.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh!
No, and Aaron, would you run towards or away from the sound?
You know I'm hopping out my bedroom window.
Okay, here's the thing for me. I would probably run towards the sound, and that's not me being stupid. That's me being, I gotta protect my people. You know what I mean?
What's that weird noise?
Okay, it's my new refrigerator.
I thought they got you a quieter fridge.
Ah, what good times.
God, it sounds like ghosts are humping each other.
It's really not that bad.
I thought they got you a quiet fridge. I wish you guys could see Stein right now because he's literally dying us right now.
He's not killing us. He's dying us. Like different colors. I am officially the color... green. I'm green.
I see colors.
I see colors. So she heard the intruder climb out the same window that he ran into, and she could hear him. She could hear his footsteps running off in the distance. So this gave her the idea to run back in the house when she thought it was safe.
Yeah, you know, no. First off, can I just say, if you can hear their footsteps running in the distance, chances are they can probably hear your footsteps, too. I would just drop wherever I was. I'd be like, I'm hiding in plain sight. I don't care.
I mean, shit. I'm just going to assume they're dead and not going to bother to check on them. No offense.
Okay, so those are your friends. Those are people that you've lived with for a long period of time.
Well, I can't help they got themselves murdered.
They didn't get themselves murdered. They were sleeping in their home. That's like me being like, oh, you deserve to die because you had glass windows.
Oh my God, what?
No, that's like you said they got themselves murdered. No, they didn't. All they did was sleep and have windows. That was their crime.
They're on the second floor and he snuck through the kitchen. Yeah. So
okay, but that doesn't make it any better.
I know. But when she got back in the house, she headed upstairs to her friend's bedroom, found Leslie face down in a pool of her own blood,
Rip Leslie,
in her bedroom. Then she found Adrian still alive, crouched behind Leslie's bed, but she was bleeding profusely from multiple stab wounds. Lauren tried to use the landline to dial 911, but found the connection was dead. She raced for her cell phone and flew out of the house, into her car, and down the driveway, fearing she might still be in danger.
Why didn't she bring her other friend? That was still alive?
Okay, so if they're bleeding like that, you don't want to move them. Because if you move them just right, all their blood could come, like, spilling out.
No.
They have that many blood. Or if they, she was stabbed multiple times.
Yeah, I know, but, like, moving them doesn't... It's the adrenaline that you have to worry about, because adrenaline makes blood pump faster.
Yeah. Well, okay, so she just got stabbed multiple times, and she... is alive, so she's probably going to have
a
bunch of,
like,
adrenaline.
The chances are that the killer would probably come back to finish the... I would rather take that risk.
I'm with Lauren on this one, and I'll show you why. So, Leslie... Not Leslie. Lauren...
Can you imagine being the one that was stabbed, though, and your friend just leaving you? Well, like, I'd be like, take me with you, girl.
She went and got the police, and they got the medics to the house. Leslie was pronounced dead at the scene, and the medics worked on Adrian to try to stabilize her, but she died before they could get her to the hospital. Both of them had multiple stab wounds. Lauren told the police what she heard, but she wasn't able to give them a description of what the guy looked like.
So did they accuse her of killing them at first?
No, it doesn't really say that.
Like, it makes sense, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I didn't get that far. But she said that she couldn't give them a description because she was hiding and too scared to look at the man who left the house.
That makes sense, too, though.
Yeah. So the murders shocked residents of the gateway to the wine country. The two women were outgoing, kind, all of their neighbors loved them. In 4 years, there hadn't been a murder in this town, so these were the first two murders in 4 years. Now, this gives... a little bit of background on Leslie and the guy we're supposed to interview for them. Yeah, I told him I'm gonna call him. Sorry about that.
So, if you hear like low grumbling, it's Aaron not being able to whisper.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, I thought that would have been me. I'm driving.
No, no. Actually, we can't hear you driving.
We just hear her loud-ass fridge.
You know, your connection's a lot better, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm down in Oceanside right now.
Oh, I miss that place. That was a good place. So,
Oceanside?
Yeah. So, a little background on Leslie.
It's a good song.
She was born in South Carolina. She was a beauty pageant queen, Miss Williamstown, who had moved to Napa Valley to be closer to her mom the year before. Or no, that it was that year that she moved. She worked at a winery in the nearby town of Rutherford. Are you sure? Okay.
It's not Rutherford.
She was described by
friends... Come to my town. It's called Rutherford.
We're about to call him for every episode now.
Bro.
Oh my God.
We get together at least twice a week.
Yep. Leslie was described by her friends and family as very bubbly and someone who could just lighten the mood in the room.
Not you. You bring it down.
Hell yeah, I do. summer 2004, Leslie moved in with Adrian and Lauren.
Hell yeah, I do. That wasn't something to be proud of. I was literally trying to roast you, and you said, yeah, you're not wrong.
So in the summer of 2004, Leslie moved in with Adrian and Lauren, who rented the house to split the rent even more. To make the...
Because, you know, California. Three is better. Yeah, California is super expensive.
California is whack. Adrian...
Yeah, for log of two... Oh, for a log of two, it's like $96.
For... Holy crap. Yeah.
That's nuts, though.
Chew and tobacco out there, like cigarettes and everything, expensive, unless you get it at the PX.
They're doing that so that way, you know, you don't do that.
No, that's just California.
That's bad for you. No, because California's, like, super liberal. You know, really.
So, Adrian.
No one can have guns. No one can stab each other. Don't do those things.
You forgot about the tobacco.
Alcohol is
cheap as
shit. Drink all the monsters.
Alcohol is cheap as shit on base.
Oh, yes it is.
Yes it is, bro. You know what I'm talking about. So anyways, Adrian was a volleyball player, super fierce, very competitive. One of those people kind of like me who had several close calls with death. When she was 16, she nearly died in a car accident.
I love how she said, much like me, had many close calls with death, and then didn't even remotely elaborate on that. Like, oh, you're just supposed to know that about Erin, guys.
It's true, yeah. The cause of the accident gave her memory loss, and she had difficulty?
Like reading. You are right now.
Yeah. She had difficulties reading. I have difficulties talking.
And reading.
Yeah. It's because I don't wear my glasses.
You just have difficulties.
Yeah, then there's me. Despite this, though, her driven nature eventually landed her a college scholarship. She became a civil engineer and got a job with the Napa Sanitation District after graduation. Bitch.
Did you hear what the fuck I said?
I did. It was at this job where she met Lily Prudhomie?
Oh my gosh. Prudhom. I have no idea.
It looks like Prudhomie. The two women...
Prudhom. Hang on. How do you pronounce that name? That, oh, it's backwards for you, isn't it?
Is it Prudhom?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's backwards.
Okay, it's Prudhomme.
Is that Prudhomie?
Prudhom. Prudhom?
Stein's like, I like Prudhomie.
Prudhom?
See, he's like
Prudhom. I think it's Prudhom.
Okay,
thank you.
So Prudhomie.
You're welcome.
So this is where she met Lily Prudhomie. The two women became very close friends. Lily, along with her fiance Eric Koppel, had spent tons of evenings hanging out with Adrian and shared the home. After the murders, the police and forensic investigators
painstakingly...
I thought that said Pakistanian earlier.
It's painstakingly.
I thought it said Pakistanian earlier. Combed the scene for evidence. And for the next 11 months, they interviewed over 1,300 people and collected 218 DNA samples. Oh my god. They were determined to solve this crime. On September 22nd of 2005, police released a statement saying they had a match on blood DNA evidence from the scene to the cigarette butts found outside.
Yeah, I told you he's dumb.
The cigarette brand was very unusual. Camel Turkish Gold. police hot. They hot. Police hoped that by releasing this information, that it would prompt someone to make a link between a person in their life who smoked that particular brand. There. You just made me lose my place.
You guys made me eat.
Okay, so they're trying to connect people in people's lives who smoked that particular brand since it was rare. And hope that they would come forward with a name. The surprise of the police, only days later, on September 27th, Eric Koppel, the now husband of Adrian's friend Lily Prudhomie, turned himself in for the murders of Leslie and Adrian. Camel Turkish Gold was Koppel's brand. Fearing capturing was only a matter of time, Koppel confessed to his family and new wife, who convinced him he needed to turn himself in. They even accompanied him to the police station to do so. No motive has ever officially been released for the murders. Koppel wasn't able to justify or explain his actions, telling the police during interviews that he could barely remember what happened. However, the most likely theory believed by authorities is that Koppel felt threatened by his fiancée Lily's friendship with Adrian, that somehow feared Lily spending time with Adrian would come between his relationship with his future wife.
Dang.
So, the reason she's laughing right now is not at the story.
I'm not laughing at that. That was, like, super intense.
Yeah, what she's laughing at is her and Jordan Stein over here are...
Wow, she just used your full name. How do you feel about that?
That's all right. Her... I will come eat her.
That's what? Fucking creepy.
What even...
Okay.
Keep going.
He and Michaela are on video chat right now, and they're messing with the filters on the video, and it's fucking weird.
Dude, I look so spooky.
So the motive that they thought was Koppel was just jealous of the relationship Adrian had with Lily.
Mm-hmm.
So Koppel, for the time when he visited Adrian's house, had never met Leslie, and that's why he killed her. Oh, that's not why he killed her. It's unclear as to why he killed her. Some questions that had been asked was her bedroom, the first one he entered, confusing her for Adrian. Was his intention to kill everyone in the house, knowing two other girls besides Adrian lived there? They're just not sure. What? That's weird. Police believe that Adrian died as she went to Mazara's rescue after hearing her friend's screams. She scratched and hit at Koppel, which left his blood at the scene to be matched to the cigarette butts, before he overpowered her. Leslie has been plagued with survivor's guilt since that night. So, she does feel guilty about leaving the house that night.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Thank you, Stein. Koppel...
You're welcome.
Koppel expressed regret for his actions, saying, "I'm a broken man. I cannot fathom an explanation for my sinful deeds. The terrible agony inflicted upon a great number of people, words evade me." So that was a direct quote from Koppel in his court statement.
Well, because he murdered two... It was Koppel that murdered him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Koppel felt bad, right?
Oh, yeah. 2 weeks after the murders, Lily
but,
had...
But, I mean, wouldn't you, even if you didn't feel bad, pretend that you felt bad so that way you would be treated more humanely?
When we do the Myra Henley and the Ian Brady case, no. You're gonna see that people don't always do that. So 2 weeks after the murders, Lily held a candlelight vigil for her friends, which Koppel attended. So, that's a little weird to me. Koppel, who killed these two girls, attended their vigil light candle ceremony that his wife put on. February 2005, Lily asked Adrian's mother, Arlene Allen, to read a passage from the Bible during the ceremony. And I'll read what that is.
Okay.
Or actually, would you like to read that so you can actually do something?
I looked directly into both of their eyes and read, "Love is stronger than death, and passion as fierce as the grave," says Allen. I know Lily picked those verses in honor of Adrian.
It's a good thing this isn't a video.
Lily, dude, this is gonna be so funny.
Dude, it's not supposed to be funny. We're talking about death and murder.
Like, real ones.
That's funny.
Okay, well, he's a Marine. You know, like,
yeah,
us Marines, we're a little fucked up in the head. Like,
you win some, you lose some. Am I right, peeps?
Did he just move his dog ears? Sorry, they are being childish with these filters.
No, we're not. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Lily, for her part, says she had no idea the man she married was responsible for the murders. During his trial, Lily told the court, "In the days before he confessed, I knew something was terribly bothering him. I said, Eric, there is nothing in this world that you could do to make me love you less. Those words are just as true today as they were that afternoon." Wow, that's a good wife.
Well, you know what? Would you give up on your husband if he murdered two girls?
If they were my friends, I'd be like, yeah, motherfucker, we got a divorce now, bud.
You know, I don't understand. I don't think I could stand by my husband even if he murdered people that, like... Because keep in mind why he murdered them. You know what I mean?
Okay, that just shows that he's jealous. That he's the jealous type.
Okay, and jealousy makes it okay to murder people?
No, what I'm saying is that can be dangerous. I mean...
I thought you were talking like, oh, Yandere is attractive. You know what I mean? And I'm like, girl.
No, because as I know from personal experience, jealousy gets real fucking annoying real fast. Koppel was charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and pled guilty to both. After the discussions with the family's victims, Koppel's attorney and prosecution had an agreement that Koppel would spend the rest of his life in prison with no possibility for parole in exchange for the death penalty being taken off the table. He also waived his right to appeal and his right to talk about the case to anyone except for members of a clergy, meaning media interviews were not allowed, and we'll never get to know what his motive was.
Why?
I literally just said because...
No, but, like, why?
Because he can't do interviews with the media.
But...
Because they took the death penalty off the table. Because they were going to death penalize him.
So instead of putting him to death, he refused his right to media?
I literally just read that. He said that he gets... life in prison with no possibility for parole in exchange for the death penalty being taken off the table. He also waived his right to appeal and his right to talk about the case to anybody except for members of a clergy. Media interviews are not allowed.
Can you take that back? You know what I mean? Because if you waive the right, are you allowed to bring that back if it's your right?
Like, you would have to go through a whole court hearing again. Because it was done in front of a judge, and the judge... Because
he waived his rights in front of a judge.
God, you hang around me too much.
Dude, me stuttering has nothing to do with
you. Did he just hang up on you?
No, he's still there.
Oh.
No.
Told you.
At his sentencing, Leslie's mother, Kathy, told Koppel, "For the rest of your life, you and your family will experience what both your victims and loved ones have felt. Terror, desperation, hopelessness, violence. I wish I could tell you that I forgive you. At this time, I cannot. And finally, I pray that never again will any mother's child grow up to be a murderer." Damn. She told him.
D-A-M-N.
Snap, snap, snap. Adrian's mother said after the trial, "I am pleased with the outcome. It is the best thing that could happen for all the families involved. I don't want to spend the rest of my life worrying what Mr. Koppel is doing. I want to get on with my life. I don't know if I could call this closure, but more a resolution. I love my daughter very much and miss her deeply. That door will never close for me. I have suffered a terrific loss.
Horrific?
It says terrific.
Okay, terrific doesn't always mean positive. Okay, just so you know. I've suffered a terrific loss.
Yes.
Could,
that like, will never maybe, go away.
Maybe whenever she says terrific, she means, like, a huge loss.
Oh. So.
I don't know. What's the actual, like, literal definition of terrific?
Let's Google it.
Terrific.
By the way, guys, I love my new job.
Of great size, amount, or intensity. See? Oh. So that's why.
By the way, love my new job. It's going to be exciting.
What is your new job?
Oh my God, Stein.
Came in here like a creeper.
Oh, that's not it.
So, yeah, we hope you guys enjoy that episode.
You didn't even tell him what your new job was.
Oh, I work for a plastics company. It's pretty legit. I love it.
Where? In a warehouse?
No, it's a factory.
Warehouse?
Is a factory and a warehouse the same thing?
Practically.
Mm, oh.
I guess
that's... You can call it either one.
Definitely disputable.
But, yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed that. That is your Monday Halloween-themed murder case.
We will have more Halloween-themed murders.
Halloweethy?
Halloweethy murders.
Halloweeny.
Halloween-themed murders.
Oh, I thought you said Halloween-thy. I was like, what? So, yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed that. And we hope you enjoyed having Stein on there with us, even though he didn't talk much.
Hooray, Marie, go, kill, kill, kill.
I'm sure he'll say more next time.
Yeah, we might, if we can pull it off. No promises, because things are weird right now. But if we can pull it off,
well, you know what? I feel like if we talked to Stein more regularly, things would be less weird. Yeah, you gotta video chat us all the time.
What do you mean less weird?
No, yeah, like, what do you mean less because weird? We're just so preoccupied with the whole video chatting in general that it was really hard for us to just, like, communicate. You know what I mean? So,
oh, okay.
If we did this more often,
you might get a bonus episode.
Yeah.
Do you see how it picks up now? How it'd be fine over a phone call?
No, because we don't know how Stein actually sounds.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hear that.
Yeah, we are.
All right, well, we hope you guys enjoy this, and we love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Stein, say bye.
Bye-bye.
You dumb.
Bye-bye.